Welcome to On Texas Football. We have a special recruiting segment today. Jerry Hamilton joins me. Jerry, how you doing today?
Great, Bobby. Great to be back. Seems like we do this every day now.
We're trying to do it at least a couple times a week. I think that it's a good thing to catch up on. Recruiting is top of mind right now for Texas fans. Today, you and I have a special guest, Connor Robertson, offensive lineman, Austin Westlake, committed to the University of Texas, one of 22 commitments on the year for the Longhorns and Steve Sarkisian. Connor, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So Westlake currently 8-0 this season, ranked number 3 in the country by some services. You have been anchoring the offensive line, but you're a move-in from out of state. When did you move to Texas, Connor?
I moved to Texas just over a year ago, a little bit over a year ago, right before my junior season.
Okay. Had you been playing football up in Connecticut prior to this?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been playing. I've grown up playing, and I think I started in third or fourth grade or whenever it all.
I got you. Is football – go ahead.
Connor, for those that don't know, kind of a little bit of your background, your father went to Texas, I believe. If I remember our conversations right, your mother went to Duke. Mm-hmm. You have sisters at Wake Forest. Am I right on that?
Yes, sir. Spot on.
Okay. Now, anybody athletes in that family tree, or are you going to be the first college athlete?
I'll be the first college athlete. My sisters both played some sports in high school, and my dad played high school football and basketball. And my mom wasn't the athlete, but obviously going to Duke. But I'll be the first college athlete.
You know, you mentioned this, you guys, and I want to talk about your team. You're 8-0, ranked 3 in the country. You go to Austin High this week. Are you playing at House Park, or where are you guys playing at this weekend?
We're playing at Burger Stadium this weekend.
Okay, gotcha. I didn't know if they were still using House Park over there very much. Connor, talk to us a little bit. A lot of Texas fans, especially older ones, are familiar with Todd Dodge, the former Texas quarterback, head coach at Westlake. And he is in his final year. I think he's hanging it up the whistle after this season. What's it been like playing for Coach Dodge, and what kind of influence is he on you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really special. He's obviously one of the best, you know, high school coaches probably to ever come through Texas. And, you know, he's just such a good person and teaches us so much. And, you know, not just about football, but really about life and kind of all aspects. And I think you can really see it when, you know, when he talks to you and just talks about the team and everything. And he's just got so much passion and you know, joy for football and coaching it. You know, it's special to be going out with him, you know, kind of in his last year and our last year. It's a cool deal, but, you know, we still got a lot of work to do. And, you know, hopefully we're only halfway through the season at this point.
What's the journey been like for you at Westlake, Connor? I mean, obviously one state last year. I'll say y'all upset North Shore, right? Because North Shore was the favorite going into that game, right?
Yeah.
And you guys pulled that upset. Y'all won state. Y'all were the best team in the state. What's it been like the summer after the state championship and now trying to repeat once again?
Yeah, it's been it's been intense. Really, I guess I kind of, you know, when I got here, just right before the season started last year. And then, you know, with COVID, it was kind of a weird year, kind of got better as we got into playoffs. And then, you know, obviously winning state was an unbelievable experience. You know, something I'll always remember and hopefully have that opportunity again this year. But you know, the off season was very intense. We had a 2-week break right after, I think it was January 17th was the state championship game last year because of the COVID stuff. And then, you know, we started up the off season. We were in the weight room for a while and then kind of transitioned to the field and the weight room and then went into our, you know, the mat drills and everything and had spring ball. And then, you know, really just after spring ball, I mean, you know, we got our lifts in and got our skills in and everything. And then kind of just in the blink of an eye, you know, the season started up and fall camp started up. But it's still, you know, it's the same grind that we had last year. I mean, you know, it's really 6 days a week with Sundays off and, you know, just very, very intense and very, you know, intentional and kind of everything we do is just, you know, we all know that it's all going to lead toward the same goal, which is, you know, holding up the big one in December.
Connor, before we get into your recruitment, I want to ask you a little bit, some stats about yourself. How tall and what's your weight these days?
I'm just about 6'4", and I'm hovering 300, right around 300 right now.
Is that you lose a little weight during the season, probably?
Yeah, I've lost a little bit. I think I started about like 305, and I'm probably in between 295 and 300 right now. I've been trying to maintain it, but you know, it's tough.
Connor, for most high school guys, 6'4", 300 pounds is the biggest guy on the offensive line. If you look to your left or you look to your right when you're playing guard, TJ's there, Bray Lynch is there. What's it like playing on an offensive line with three power five, future power five linemen?
Oh, it's pretty neat. I mean, they're really good friends of mine. And honestly, I don't really look at them as power five linemen. You know, we're kind of just all a bunch of knuckleheads that are in high school playing football and doing what we like. But no, it's really cool. I mean, you know, those two are obviously great, and our other two, Jack and Mike, the center and the right guard, are both, you know, very, very good high school players. And, you know, personally, I think they could be very good college players too. Just kind of going through Westlake and being under this coaching staff. I mean, it's hard not to have that, you know, sort of experience and, you know, and everything like that, but it's really cool. I mean, this is a special team and, a very special offensive line with, you know, I think the five of us and the rest of the guys, I think all of us are really, really close, which is cool to be a part of.
You went through the transition of moving in last year. How's it been for TJ Shanahan? Obviously, he's a highly recruited junior, so I assume you and Bray are kind of showing him the ropes at Westlake.
Yeah. I mean, he had a little bit more attention than I did when I moved in. You know, he had about however many offers he has. He has about that many more than I did when I got here. But now, yeah, I mean, me and Bray and Jack and Mike, the center and right guard, we're all trying to, you know, show them how Westlake kind of rolls and tell them about the you know, the program and how we kind of function. And it's definitely a lot different from what I can tell than his old school. And I think a lot of schools are very different than Westlake in a lot of aspects. But you know, he's done great so far at this point. You know, nine weeks, I guess, with the bye. You know, he's done an amazing job, and I think he'll only get better. He's got, you know, tons of potential, you know, potential through the roof, and has the athletic ability and the strength and everything that it takes to, you know, succeed at the next level and in high school. And, you know, he's obviously done that to this point. So I'm proud of him, and I'm glad he's here. I'm really glad he's here. Tried really hard to get him here, so I'm happy it worked out. But but you know, I think he's really enjoying his time here, and hopefully it only gets better from here.
Connor, before we get, I want Jerry to do me a favor here. Jerry, will you set up Connor's recruitment a little bit? Explain, you know, how heavily he was recruited and that sort of stuff, and then allow Connor kind of to speak to the actual recruiting process and his selection of Texas itself.
Right. Yeah, absolutely, Bobby. You know, Connor, we have top 300 in the country and on three. Charles Power and myself have felt like he was that level prospect from the first time we watched him play. Obviously, a lot of people, and we'll let Connor talk about it, a lot of people saw Stanford offer and thought, okay, that's where he's going to end up, because so many linemen from Texas have gone to Stanford in recent years. Stanford is on Connor really hard. USC, he took a visit out there. I know Cal was on him very hard as well. So when I was looking at Connor's recruitment, he may tell a little bit of a different story. It felt like it was Texas versus some of those West Coast Pac-12 schools. Those aren't the only schools that he considered, obviously, but I think that was Texas' main competition. And I'll let Connor say, Jerry, you're absolutely wrong, like usual.
No, I mean, I agree to a certain extent. I think, you know, Texas and Stanford were two, you know, probably my two top schools, with some schools falling very closely, you know, behind. But those, I mean, there was a bunch of schools that really interested me. I mean, Northwestern, that was my other official visit. And then, yeah. You know, a couple other schools that I kind of took, I guess, personal visits to. I've got some relationships to Wake Forest, obviously, like Jerry said earlier. But I actually have a very close friend who plays there as well. So I kind of have been around that program and, you know, took a look there. And then some other schools on the East Coast and in North Carolina. I looked at Duke. I looked at Virginia. And then, you know, a couple other schools here and there. But yeah, Texas and Stanford and USC were – you know, three, definitely three of my top schools. Obviously Texas was the top.
Yeah. So what led you, so Connor, I'm sorry, I hope I didn't interrupt, but what led you to that decision for it to be Texas?
You know, I think a bunch of different things. I mean, probably the main thing just being, you know, how comfortable I was with Texas. You know, I definitely got to spend more time there during that June period where we could go visit schools and kind of be with the coaches and stuff. I definitely got to spend more time there just because of, you know, accessibility and, you know, a 15-minute drive. You know, I was really comfortable with the school. I was really comfortable with the staff. I really just from the beginning, honestly, Texas kind of really started off my recruitment. You know, I had a couple offers before and, you know, a couple Power Five offers before. But then really when Texas offered me, it picked up from there. But, you know, just from the start, I kind of always – I guess had a gut feeling that, you know, Texas was the place that I wanted to go. And, you know, there was a time where, you know, I thought maybe I should go somewhere else just because, but I wanted to do what I wanted to do, not what I thought I should do. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you don't really know how this decision works out, but you can only do what you know, what your heart's telling you to do. And that's kind of where my heart was at. And, you know, so far at this point, and I think for the rest of this process, you know, up until I get there, I'm not going to have, you know, any regrets. And I don't have any regrets. So I'm very, very happy about the decision I made.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've got to ask you real quick. You got to move a little bit to the side so people can see the Texas flag behind the state and the university flag behind you. Yeah. You've got that. There you go. There you go with the Longhorn stuff. You know, Connor, the other thing I would ask of you in this process is your relationship with Kyle Flood and with Coach Sarkisian. Did you get close with those guys? I mean, did you get close with other recruits? I know you know, Jerry and I were talking, I guess it was last week or week before last on one of these YouTube shows. And we were talking about how you and Cole Hudson basically really opted to commit right around the same time. And so was that a planned thing? And was Coach Flood a part of that? Was Coach Sark part of that? How did that all come about, I guess?
Yeah. I definitely feel very close with Coach Flood and Coach Sark. You know, the two of them, I mean, I spent a lot of time with them, you know, kind of whenever I go over to visit. And, but, you know, Coach Flood, I feel like he's just like a really good friend of mine, you know, which is, you know, kind of odd to say, but, you know, it's been great to kind of get to know them and become closer with them. And then as far as recruits go, I mean, I feel close with all the recruits in our class. I think everyone's kind of done a good job of communicating and just opening up before we get to Texas, so we can at least know who we are before we get on campus there. But yeah, I mean, Cole and I think Cole's probably my closest friend in this class. I mean, we did commit on, you know, we had it planned out, I guess, for about a week or so. But we did, you know, we kind of wanted to do it together. We both wanted to, we're both arguing over who's going to be Coach Flood's first commit. So we just decided to go ahead and do it together. And, I'm pretty sure we told Coach Sark and Coach Flood, you know, we told them at different times. Cole told them a little bit before I did. And, I actually took a visit that last week of June and then kind of after it wrapped up thereafter shortly, you know, I just went and told the coaches and then Cole and I, you know, sort of set that whole deal up. But he's a great friend of mine. And I've only known him for, you know, a couple months, I guess, but I guess a little bit longer, but But no, he's an awesome kid, and I think we're very similar. And you know, every time he's down here, he usually stays with me. And I went up to the Cotton Bowl and stayed with him the night after. And it was, I feel very, very close with him. I feel like we're, almost brothers. So I'm happy that we're going to be, going together. It's a cool deal.
When I talked to you at Westlake a few weeks ago, the thing that I think I was most impressed with, Connor, was, and I could say the same thing for Cole, is you guys are kind of looking at yourself as positionless recruits, mm-hmm. right? Going into Texas, you'll play center, you'll play guard, wherever Coach Flood needs you, said. Kind of when your conversations with Coach Flood, what have y'all talked about position-wise? Where do they kind of see you?
I think kind of going into it, probably center guard, center initially, and then, probably working both guards, I guess at the same time. But really, I mean, like you said, I could care less. Clearly, I mean, last year I played right tackle, and this year I'm playing left guard, and I could care less about that as long as we're winning, which we are. So it's working, I guess, decently well. But I think, for me personally, and I think Cole's probably the same way. Winning is very important to both of us. I know it's really important to me. I just love to win, so I hope I can do whatever I have to do to help us do that. And whatever that might be, then, I'll take it on and try my best. But I trust Coach Flood. I mean, at the end of the day, he's the coach, he's a professional. He's the one that's been doing this, for however long he has. And he has the right, judgment. And I trust him, fully with that. Whatever I have to play, whatever the team needs me to play, that's kind of what I'm, willing to play.
What's your first memory of University of Texas football?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question.
I didn't ask you that when I was there a few weeks ago.
No, I've got tons of them. I mean, I think obviously the obvious one is kind of seeing highlights of that Rose Bowl game versus USC, and seeing Vince Young, make those plays and just do all that crazy stuff that, not many people have done. but there's been tons of it. I mean, I've always kind of loved Texas football. As my dad, as you said earlier, my dad went to Texas, and, used to tell me a lot of stories. I guess once we moved to Austin, he was, a little bit more into Texas. But I've always loved Texas, and I think, there's some great memories just watching them play and, watching some of their historic games and kind of on rerun and also live. But there's tons of them. I mean, Sam has obviously, Sam made a lot of memories that I'll probably remember for a while. Just kind of going in as early as he did and, playing the way he did as a, a true freshman, really, when he started picking it up. But no, there's tons of them, and hopefully there's many more.
Connor, you look at it, and it's very interesting to me and Jerry. We've been doing this in following recruiting professionally for 20 plus years. And one of the things that's always interesting to me is you have highly rated recruit like yourself going into a program with other highly rated recruits from prior years. It seems like to me, one of the things that kids miss now a little bit is the humility of going in there and realizing, hey, I've got to earn my way. These other guys are good too. And I feel like it sounds to me like you have that kind of mindset that, hey, I've got to earn my keep here, and are going to try to, move in that way. And I really got that sense when you started talking about what position you might play, mm-hmm. And I think that people have to realize this day and age with the portal and all this other stuff that people can do, it's going to take an interesting situation where kids like yourself have to commit to it and really stay strong and go hard for the long haul. And we see guys like Derek Kerstetter, who comes back from an injury like he did this year, right, where he's coming back for an extra year. And then Denzel Okafor goes down on his sixth year. Offensive lineman, a friend of mine that used to be a coach at Texas used to say, it's not just add water, have an offensive lineman. It takes time for them to grow. And so I wonder about, and I hear a lot of offensive linemen say, or any position really, right? I'm going to start right away. What is your thought on that process of joining the team and finding your way and that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think, you know, personally for me, kind of the mindset that I've had, I guess playing football was how everything's kind of earned. You don't ever really get anything given to you. And some people see that and some people don't, but, for me, I mean, I guess being a little bit different than some of these recruits kind of moving into Westlake. And I think this is another thing that kind of just ties into the whole Texas thing is, you know, moving into Westlake. I don't think that there was any college coach that ever reached out to me. So when I came here, you know, hearing about this, this big, bad, you know, Texas 6A state championship football team, I kind of came here just, you know, packed a bag and came with my dad. And I had no idea what was going to happen. You know, honestly, I was, you know, nervous for a while that I wasn't going to start. And that's just because, you know, I just didn't know. I didn't know if I was good enough. I didn't know if I had what it took to, you know, play college football, play high school football in Texas. It's obviously a very different game than it is in the Northeast and Connecticut. But, you know, I think, you know, kind of going into college, the mindset for me is just going to be, you know, do whatever's asked and, you know, hope for the best. Obviously I would love the opportunity to play early. But I do understand that there's, you know, an 83 man roster or however many guys it is, with, you know, probably 15 to 18 linemen that have, a lot of them have been there longer than I have, or will have been, then, you know, I'm kind of totally understanding that, you have to earn what you're going to get. And I think just doing that is kind of just going in every day and working your tail off and, you know, proving why you can play and proving why you should start. And then if you do that, you know, then it's up to the coaches to make that decision. But, I think that there are a lot of guys, nowadays that, you know, are kind of going into it with the mindset of like starting right away. And, you know, there's obviously some very talented players, but there's some people that, you know, maybe shouldn't think that, you know, just for the betterment of themselves. But, you know, I think it's an interesting topic. And, you know, for me personally, like I said, I mean, I'm just going to go in and try and do whatever I can to play early, but, you know, if it works out where there's five guys that are, you know, that'll help the team win, then, and I'm not one of them, then that's what it is, you know, and I'll stick around. I don't have any intent of ever leaving. And I was very vocal about this during my recruitment process, but I'm not a big fan of kind of, you know, just changing your mind. I mean, I get that there are certain situations that, you know, kind of, you know, allow that, but like the whole decommitting thing, I'm just never really been a fan of that. And I think the same kind of goes for transferring, you know, in college. I think the grad transfer thing is a really helpful tool, but you know, you commit to a school and it's what you, you know, should do. It's a thing you should do is just stay there and tough it out and, you know, and hope for the best and work your hardest, I guess.
Gotcha. Jerry, you have anything else?
Yeah. I got one more. We got to ask the question, Connor. Look, it's Arch Madness, right? Arch Manning Madness in recruiting. And yes, you're probably a guy that has gotten closer to him than any other Texas commitment. For the Texas fans and other fans that'll watch this, what's Arch like as a dude? Because everybody knows what he's like as a player. What's he like as a dude?
Yeah, he's a great dude. He's really cool. He's really cool. I think he'd fit in really well at Westlake and kind of my group of friends, I guess. But no, I think he'll fit in really well at Texas if he, you know, if that's where he chooses to go. And hopefully it is. He's an outstanding ball player, but he is a really, really cool dude. I mean, I didn't really know what to think about it just because, you know, number one player in the country and has this big last name that holds a lot of weight. But honestly, I mean, you know, if you met him on the street, you probably wouldn't know that he's any of that. You know, he's just really straightforward, kind of easygoing, doesn't really, you know, make any problems. I mean, he's a really good guy. And I think regardless of where he chooses to go, I think we're going to end up being pretty good friends. We've kind of developed a good relationship over the last couple months and hopefully it continues to go that way. And for 4 or 5 more years, hopefully after that.
Connor, one last thing, and this is the dad in me, as I have a daughter off at college right now. What's your major going to be?
The plan is business. The plan is business. I'm not sure exactly what in business, but that's kind of the goal from here. And you know, obviously that could change, but right now that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, the Macomb School is one of the best in the country. Jerry, Connor, thank you all so much for both joining us today. Great interview, Connor. You're a well-spoken young man, and best of luck to you and yours in the future. So for Bobby Burton, Jerry Hamilton, and Connor Robertson, this has been On Texas Football, a recruiting edition. Thanks.